Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk here on a Saturday. And by the sound of the weather, it looks like we've got some rain coming in. We had such a dry September and October, and now it looks like we could get maybe an inch of rain early in the week. And once again, if you want to join us here on Tech Talk, easy way to do it, and that is on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. So, by all means, give us a jingle if you want to visit with Doug. And by the way, Doug will be with us for the entire hour here on the program today here at News Talk 830 WCCO. And then a big day in college football today. Very big day in college football. Final day of the regular season. Huge game in the MIAC, St. John's and Bethel. That game just went final. All those games in the MIAC today, by the way, were noon starts, and we'll get started later on with college football final here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Trying to track down Doug. As soon as we do, we will bring that to you. And right now, why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back. Tech Talk continues in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Tech Talk underway here on a Saturday. Clouds have thickened up. Looks like a great Sunday, and then rain in early in the week. More on the weather in about 10-12 minutes. Doug Swinehart joins us on the program today. And Doug, always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, absolutely. It's a nice day out. What more could we ask for? Just go right through the day.
Yeah, it certainly unusually warm for the middle of November. There's no doubt about it. By the way, if you're having trouble with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. If you call in, they'll go through the studio. If you text, you'll get right into the studio to visit with us. Doug, in last week's show, we mentioned a Microsoft feature called Callback, which stores every keystroke you make in the cloud. Tell us a little bit more about that. People are a little bit confused that there is a feature that kind of tracks everything you do on your computer.
Well, I think Microsoft is kind of on that track with Copilot and Callback, and the other part, I can't recall the name yet, but they're going to end it. I don't care for it. I think that it's a waste of bandwidth, and it's not normal to back up every keystroke in real time. It just doesn't make any sense for anybody, especially with the internet being over inundated already. But Yeah, who can explain what they're doing? I don't know. I just don't get it. I think they're making a mistake. They're going to alienate a bunch of people with this, guaranteed.
Well, and Doug, I think it all gets back to there's a limit on backing up your data and what you do online, and we talk about that in great detail. Other than photos, videos, documents, things that are really important, most things you don't need to keep. And I think that's worth pointing out in this topic about everything being backed up and everything being saved and everything being tracked. There's no need for that.
No. Well, you and I both know that the reality is they're selling our personal data. There's no question. Everybody knows it. I mean, it's no secret. And I just think that somewhere along the line, we've got to come up with a new balance. And I think Proton has got it. I believe Germany and Japan are there on. I just don't know why we're having so much trouble other than everything is geared towards sale. And sometimes it should be geared more towards support.
Yeah. And Doug,
we'd be a lot better off.
There's a lot of advertising right now, again, and this comes and goes with VPNs. There was one just before we came on the air for a VPN service. And is it necessary for everyone? Should people be thinking in those terms going forward, if you will, in their life online, going through a VPN, and maybe you can quickly explain what it is and why it may be valuable for an individual user.
Yeah, well, the VPN does is it masks your IP address. A good VPN will mask your fingerprinting, which is built into browsers, and just a plethora of other things that can be used to track us. And I think that we are to a point with VPNs where there's going to be something new coming around the corner here. There's so many people that have so many problems with streaming services with VPNs. And I understand this. When these companies, Xfinity or Paramount or any of them, when they contract to resell content, the content provider actually says, well, we want to make this much in this area on the planet, this much on this. They set the prices. The actual streaming service does not. And they've got to keep track of that. And if I've got a VPN, it's literally impossible for them to know where I am. And that's bad. So I get it, their problem. But we should all be a little bit more advanced than this now. And I don't see any of the streaming services doing anything except saying, well, just turn off your VPN. Well, then what's the point?
Well, and Doug,
I think that a lot of people have trouble with. Once they get past that, they'll be okay.
Yeah, and Doug, I think you make a really good point when it comes to streaming sports. For instance, if you buy a subscription right now to watch the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Wild, and I can't remember the name of the sports network right now. It used to be Bally's. Now it's FanDuel Sports Network. You buy a subscription. But they want to make sure you're in a market or in an area where it's okay for you to be seeing this product. That these sports league have agreements and contracts, et cetera. Now, if I'm here in Minnesota, I'm okay to watch it. If I'm somewhere else in the country, they may not want me to watch that because of contracts, et cetera, they have with other teams within their own league, et cetera. It gets really sticky and legal on where you can watch this stuff. But that would be an example of why a VPN may not work with some of these streaming services.
Oh, yeah. They're a little bit of work to get going. I'll tell you that right now. It's not just, you know, download the software and you're rocking and rolling. And the services themselves, the VPN services themselves, they make it sound too easy. And it really isn't all that easy. Not to mention, there are methods to track what we're doing on the internet, even if you've got a VPN. So the personal data purveyors, they're coming up with new methodology to get what they want, regardless of what we do. And the next step, I think, what we're going to hear about is what's called reverse DNSing. So they can tell what your domain name server is. And that looks promising to me. But here again, some people are just barely getting online with VPNs, and now it's going to change. This is a crazy, crazy world we live in, Steve.
Yeah, no doubt. Once again, Tech Talk underway. Steve here, Doug's here until 4 o'clock. And by the way, the phone number, 651-461-9226. And you can call or text the program. Let's get right to it. And this is a good one, and it's very timely. Speaking of streaming, Netflix last night had this fight, and it was from AT&T Stadium, and it was a big deal. And they had all sorts of technical problems, making sure that video and audio made it out to the audience. It was really difficult. My daughter was trying to watch it. It was on Netflix. Netflix had all sorts of problems. This is still not a perfect science, especially when you have tens of millions of people from all over the world. We got a text that said some of the numbers say people were trying to watch this fight from Arlington, Texas, in 190 countries online. That puts a tremendous demand on the internet.
No doubt. No doubt. And I will say this as well. I think Netflix is actually struggling, at least at my house. I hope that Xfinity doesn't have anything to do with that, Comcast. But in my mind, that's the only place I can look at this point. All the rest of my streaming services are coming in at 80 megabytes per second, 110 megabytes per second, and here comes Netflix at 5 megabytes, barely out of the buffer range. And I don't have any control over that. That's all the Godhead, you know what I mean? So it's I'm hoping it's not corporate wars. Netflix and Comcast, they've had some issues in the past, you know. And I don't think they're totally resolved from the looks of things. I just hope that that's not it. We got to play nice in the sandbox, you know?
Well, and here's the thing about Netflix. Once upon a time, you would download a television show, or you would download a movie, and it would start the download, and it would create that buffer so you could start, watch it while it was continuing to download content later down the road. Or you could, in some circumstances, download the whole thing and then watch it at your leisure. The point being is, live content is a little bit different. And if you have tens of millions of people and you aren't set up for it and you aren't ready for it, it can cause problems. And last night, and the concern is that Netflix is going to stream NFL games on Christmas Day, and people are already saying they better get it figured out before then.
I don't know if they will. And you know, the thing is these companies are doing so much online that could be transferred to the end client. When I purchased I'm blanking. I'll remember in a minute. But anyway, I actually bought a lifetime service, and when I first started, you could download the whole schedule for a week. Well, look at the price for that thing off the internet. But now, since that's all changed now. They have to, like, divvy it out bit by bit to you in an attempt to protect their own interest. It's just causing far too much traffic. We got to get to a level where if there's going to be this much, you got to let the client side take a whole lot more than they're taking right now, and everybody will be happier. It's bound to happen.
Yeah, so that was kind of the latest, where it's still not perfect technology and does not work perfectly. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. We did get a text on that. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Brave browser. When we get back, a couple of questions about Brave. And then we're also going to talk about passwords when waking up a computer from sleep. We'll get into that and Then, of course, whatever you want to visit with Doug about, if you're having computer problems, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to reach us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. The number, 651-461-9226. That number again, 651-461-9226. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll update the weather in a moment, and then more with Doug here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us on the program today. And you're welcome to join us as well on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. And, Doug, here's a good one. And this is about the Brave browser, and you've talked about it, Brave. You've been a big fan of it. Does Brave have a built-in VPN of some sort?
Well, they offer one, yes. It's right on the toolbar. I think it should be separate from the browser. I actually, if people want to try one, just go to proton.me, proton.me. And, of course, your paid-for one's going to be a little faster. But, incidentally, I get trouble at my house from time to time, too. And after many, many, many years, I couldn't find a browser that I could access eBay with. Can you imagine? Finally, I got to the end of my rope, and I thought, all right, that's enough. And I opened up a Tor browser, and it looked like it was on Grease Lightning. Just still, it pops right into eBay. It lets me log in faster than a normal browser. I cannot explain this, Stevie. I'm going to have to be working on this pretty diligently. I read where some other people have had that problem, and some of them actually ended up having to strip their computer and never found a fix, never found a cause. I'm really, really bewildered by this.
Yeah,
it's not a perfect world by any means.
Yeah, and Doug, without taking the step to a VPN, there are browsers that are more secure. DuckDuckGo is one that you can use. You've brought up Brave, Brave. There are browsers out there that aren't as apt to track what you're doing and so on and so forth on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. And not to mention, not to forget to mention, that every browser you can put extensions in, and every browser I know of offers an extension to reduce or stop the Google redirecting. And there's other little extensions. Just don't get too carried away, because they will fight with one another if you get too many. But check out those extensions. On Firefox, they actually have a list that they recommend. I feel very safe with that. Brave, any extension you can get from Chrome or Chromium is available at Brave at the same store. It just works. But Brave is really unique because it's got that built-in ad blocker built into the actual core of the browser. And that's the only browser I know of that has this. It's wonderful. I really like Brave. And I prefer to use it. But this really surprised me with the Tor browser. And I downloaded it right from Tor. And Proton.me has their own onion field. I think that's part of the reason it's so fast, because I got Proton, too. I've never seen Tor run better. Never.
Doug Swinhart joining us here on Tech Talk today. It is the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Doug, this one is a little bit of a loaded question, but I'll pass it along anyway. And they sent a text, I want to clean my computer. What is the best method? Well, I've got two thoughts on this. First, internally, if you have a Windows machine, Pervasor is the way to go, isn't it?
You betcha. That's really the only recommendation you need to make. Really is. Now, if you want to go deeper into the tech side, I say go to chrispitus.com, chrispitus.com, and look for his Windows Utility Toolbox. That is a tremendous program, too. A little bit more difficult to operate. You got to open up a command com or a DOS window, and then right-click on that and tell it to run as an administrator and then put in the command. And it's not so easy to keep in check. Now, Windows Defender has actually been showing a false read that this is a virus or malware. So before you install it and run it, you got to go in and shut off your Defender. I'm not certain what that's all about, because they've alerted Microsoft this month ago, but it hasn't changed. And I just that's the second one. But those are the only two I would recommend for Windows users.
Right. And that's PRIVAZER. Yep. So we want to spell that out again. Now, externally, I think people can make mistakes in if your laptop, Chromebook, whatever, is dirty, the screen is dirty. I think you've got to be very, very careful on how you clean this stuff. You know, a little can of compressed air is good, but go easy. No harsh chemicals on the screens.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, you can go to Amazon or eBay and just put in glass cleaner. There's that Zeitz. Zeitz, that's the best. I think I bought a package of that. Had three bottles, great big huge bottles. When I first moved in 8 years ago, I got two bottles left. You don't need much. And the big thing is, don't use Windex or window cleaner or ammonia or thinner. They just won't put up with that. And I always say a microfiber cloth or a Kleenex. And don't try to get it if it's really bad dirty. Don't try to get it clean all at once. Do a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit the next day, and just be gentle. Be very, very gentle. The smaller this equipment gets, the less robust it seems to be. So, yeah, use some caution, but keep them clean. They're just much, much easier and much nicer to work on when you've got clean display.
Yeah, and things like Clorox wipes or any other sanitizing wipes, way too harsh for the equipment.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
And you brought up lint-free cloths. Those are typically available in a lot of spots now, microfiber cloths, you know, very gentle, clean water, ideally distilled water if you're going to use water. That's recommended on cleaning heads on, say, an inkjet printer. But once again, gentle, gentle, gentle. You don't have to strong-arm this stuff.
Oh, my, no. And if you take one apart, especially a new laptop or a notebook, don't over-tighten the screws. Just nice and snug. That's it. Yeah. Everything in moderation. Keep that in mind, and you'll go much, much farther with nowhere near the issues. That's really the way to go.
iPhones. This is a good one from our stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Is it necessary on an iPhone or an Android phone to have some sort of antivirus package?
I don't think so. It really depends what you do with it. Now, if you're a gamer and you got the phone up all the time and you're playing games, that's different. Because that's going to open up your ports when you're connected to a gaming server. Then, yes, absolutely want to get some type of protection. That, by the way, is a prime example where a VPN would be really the thing to have, even on your phone. I've got my Proton on Nancy's phone because she leaves the house to go to work. And as soon as she leaves the house, it's on. She doesn't even know it's running. And that's the way it should be. And they can be configured that way. But it really depends on what you're doing with the Internet. Most people, I don't think, require this kind of thing, especially with their iPhones, especially. Apple's been doing a really good job of keeping these things secure. I will have to say that. Sometimes it appears to me that the security is hindering my work or hobbling what I want to do sometimes. But at the end of the day, I think it's a fair trade-off. It's just got to think that way. And Android has come a long, long way, and I think that they're in the same frame of mind. No more than what's necessary, and just keep it light. Keep these things running. The faster they run, the more difficult they are to hack. It's that kind of thought pattern that we need today. But I don't think most people are going to run into that. Just relax and enjoy the Internet. You can't get all goofy about worrying about every move you make. That just gets to be too much.
Yeah, and Doug, when it comes to phones, I would think the biggest thing is making sure apps that you're installing are reputable and get good reviews. And before you just willy-nilly install apps or get something and it asks you to, or you scan a QR code, et cetera, I think you need to do a little research. That's probably my biggest advice when it comes to smartphones, Androids or iPhones. Be aware of what apps you're installing on the phone.
That's absolutely right. And be aware that Apple, Google, and all the rest of them, wherever they might pop up, they're not looking at these apps like we would think they would. They don't have time for that. Now, if you got one that's recommended or that's produced by Google, if you're a Google person still, then absolutely, rock and roll. But here again, it's each individual's responsibility to research the developer. Go to their website. Maybe even drop an email like you're asking for support. See if they answer you. Give it a shot. If they don't answer you then, well, they're probably not going to answer you got your money either.
Yeah, good point. Doug, let's squeeze in a call before the break. We've got a break coming up here on Tech Talk. We've got Mike in Minneapolis. You're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi, guys. I got a question about buying a refurbished cell phone. And I'm wondering, is it the same as with computers? Is there an age where they no longer support the phone? I guess what I'm asking is, how old is too old to buy a used one?
There's no silver bullet answer for that, but yes, there is. And the only way to check is, say, for example, you're going to buy a Google phone. You're going to want to go to Google and find out what the end of life is for that phone. Generally speaking, they will go back like 3 operating system versions for Android. Apple's a little more lax in that area. If you got an Apple phone, I think you can keep them for quite a while. They're kind of giving that up. That's not always the case with the laptops or the watches, for example. But they make innovations and they make changes, and sometimes the programming changes the whole scheme of the operating system, and there's nothing left but to upgrade. But yeah, you want to check on that and be cautious where you buy it. Make absolutely certain if you can't connect to a carrier that you can return for a full refund, including shipping. It's their job, in my opinion, it's their job as a vendor to make certain that what you're buying is correct. But if you get a phone that is already locked into a vendor and you try to take it to a different vendor and they can't unlock that, you end up with a paperweight. So use some caution. I think you're okay if you buy one at Amazon.com, something like that. eBay, you're going to have to be a little bit more careful because that's more between you and the vendor. So just watch yourself, but you can come okay on that. I'd suggest maybe you want to even take a look at one of those Pine phones if you're into a little bit cutting it. $200 for a phone.
All right, great call. Quick break.
Coming up, that Musk has got going.
All right, quick break coming up here on the program. The StylesFinancial.com talk and text line is still available, 651-461-9226. If you want to visit with Doug here on Tech Talk. By the way, podcasts available at the website, WCCRadio.com. And check it out, a lot of good evergreen material. Once again, WCCRadio Tech Talk at our website, WCCRadio.com. We'll be back. By the way, the news and weather at 4 will go outdoors with Steve Carney here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us here, and we got a few minutes left on the program. We want to get right back to that StylesFinancial.com text line. There's a number of those lined up. Here's a good one, Doug, and we want your comments on this. I have been using Prevazor. Do I still need advanced system care, or are they duplicate programs?
No, I wouldn't run them together. I would, if you had a paid subscription to advanced system care, then yes. But no, I would take that off and just go straight with Pervasor. That way you're going to make absolutely certain there'll be no conflicts. I can't see needing two of them at the same time. It's like anything else. You put too much sugar in a cake, it's not going to be tasty. Same thing here. These are good things, but don't be piling them on top of each other. That is just not necessary.
And here's one. Every so often, a pop-up on top of a website comes and asks if I want to save my password. Are those safe to do?
I don't think they are in a Windows machine. I don't think you should be saving your passwords in the browsers. Get a good password manager, preferably take a look at Proton.me password manager. There's several really good ones out there. The thing to look for that I would suggest is web-based. Do they have a good reputation? These places are actual targets for hackers, obviously. If you get into one of them, they got keys to all kinds of people, automatic. So make sure that got a good reputation and that you're not spending too much, because They're all doing basically the same thing. I think Proton does a better job, but that's, again, that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, and a password manager is not writing it on a piece of masking tape and putting it under your keyboard.
Right.
That is not a password manager.
Nope. That's a fake. That's making yourself feel better and really doing nothing.
Yeah, that is bad news. Hey, Doug, before we run out of time, we want to get your phone number and email out there. How do people reach you during the week?
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. 651-552-9543, admin@wccotech.com, admin at wccotech.com, 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Once again, there he is, Doug Swinhart, and that is Tech Talk for the week. And by the way, podcasts, all our shows are available at WCCORadio.com. Here's what we have on the way. We have all the news and weather at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. We'll talk wild hockey with Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. And then it's college football final day of the regular season around the area.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's on the way here on CCO. Oh.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.